Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 387, top of the day to you, Steph.
Hello, hello.
Colder. It's colder.
It is for a reason.
We've had a couple of warmer days, a couple of cooler days, a lot of rainy days, but I mean, it's just autumn, right? Autumn and spring tend to do that, don't they? Had the heater on downstairs. It's been really nice.
I'm jealous.
We probably won't see Eddie because he'll be down there enjoying himself.
Sound asleep.
Yeah. I've got a quiz for you about an actor that I thought, oh, that'd be really fun. I'll read the synopsis of their movies and then you have to try and figure out what they are. I realized whilst doing it, I was like, I probably wouldn't remember the names of the movies, even though I know I've seen them. So let's see if you go a little bit better.
Terrible,
I don't
then.
Know. I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes you're better than me at that stuff.
Sometimes I surprise myself, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I reckon,
as you said, I've got a quiz for you in my head. I'm like, oh, I was going to do a quiz for you. And then my head went, what was it? I don't know. Don't remember it.
And then
did
you went,
do
thank
it?
Goodness, no. But thank goodness she's done one. It's really good. You've watched a lot of stuff. I've watched one thing apart from like catching up on episodes of things that I've already spoken about.
Yeah.
So you're going to be doing a lot of watching suggestions and I'll be doing a lot of
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
I enjoyed that one.
It's different, right?
The middle particularly I enjoyed.
I'll enjoy listening back to it when I'm editing. May even make it louder. That'd be fun. Reverb. I'm not going to bother to do that. It's going to take too much time.
Good.
Have you seen the trailer for Wes Anderson's new movie? I think it's called the Phoenician. It's like Phoenix, but Phoenician.
No.
It looks really good. Phoenician Scheme. I reckon we should go and
say
watch
that
it.
Fast a couple
I
of times.
I can't. I'm probably even mispronouncing it. Anyway, he's out promoting it and has been talking about some of his older films as well, like behind the scenes kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So what he does with the cast is he gives them a flat fee. And Gene Hackman back during Royal Tenenbaums.
Well, that's a bit like
did
White
not approve.
Lotus.
Yes, exactly. Which exactly.
You all get paid the same.
That's right.
Cool.
He'd already done it with Rushmore and Bill Murray had agreed to the same rate as Jason Schwartzman, even though Jason Schwartzman was not even, I don't even think he was a name then. He was just like, oh, someone's seen his face once before.
Yeah, right.
But Bill Murray thought it was a good deal because he wanted to leave early to go to a golf tournament. So funny. So he kind of worked around him. Anyway, Wes said that Gene Hackman was not on board with it whilst doing Royal Tenenbaums. He said he was very annoyed about the money. He was furious. Mm. Also, he didn't want to do the film anyway. I talked him into it. I just didn't go away and everybody else said yes to the salary. So Gene just had to go along with it. And that was just it became our way. If you remember, that movie had Owen Wilson, Ben Stiller, Luke Wilson, Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelica Houston, Danny Glover, Alec Baldwin as the narrator. So I guess if everybody said yes except for Gene, he looks like a real, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He didn't talk to Wes after the film at all. He said not a word. In fact, he left without saying goodbye. He was grumpy. We had friction. He said
he's like, I've done.
Didn't enjoy it. He said I was probably too young and it annoyed him. I love that story. I like it when it's years later so they can tell some of these stories.
Out.
Yeah. And that one's, you know, that's not that bad. It's just funny. It just like gives you a little bit of an insight.
I can imagine Jane still being sensitive about it.
Oh, yeah.
And grumpy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, not anymore because he died recently.
Well, yeah, okay.
But yeah, up until
that's why
that
the story's
day.
Come out. Yeah, clearly.
Probably. He's like, oh, okay.
He can't.
Here we
he
go.
Can't react.
I can tell this story. Yeah. I've still got a list of other ones I can't tell yet. Ralph Fiennes, Ralph, will play President Snow in the Hunger Games prequel called Sunrise of the Reaping. He is, of course, playing the role that Donald Sutherland played back in the original Hunger Games movies. Actually, I don't think he was in the first one. I think he was in the other ones. I can't remember. It's been so long since I've seen the films.
Oh, gosh, I can't remember either. Was he kind of the surprise part of the second movie?
Maybe. Because I'm just trying to think about the books because it's really funny. I watched the film, the first film, and then I read the book and I was like, oh, this book, like it fleshes out so much more. It was really good. So then I read the other two books and then watched the films. I was like, the books are still
better.
I thought they were better.
I think I read the books first.
And they were they went into more detail.
Mm. Which they always do.
Of course they were going to. But yeah, he was definitely in the third one. And in that case, I think the fourth movie, because I think they separated the final book into two.
Unnecessarily.
Yeah, so annoying.
I feel like I could watch that first movie again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm up for the whole – what's four version of trilogy? Quadrilogy?
Sure. Let's call it that from now on. That's perfect. Anyway, one of the movie's producers said, we wanted to honour Donald Sutherland by having one of this generation's greatest actors play President Snow 24 years before Katniss Everdeen ever entered the arena. I don't know why they needed to say that they cast Ralph Fiennes for Donald Sutherland, the ghost of Donald Sutherland. They could have just said, we thought he was great. He's a award-winning Oscar nominated. I mean, he's nominated
so far in advance. It's 24 years before the movies.
So you wouldn't have been able to have Donald anyway.
No.
I guess, maybe they're trying to justify why they didn't give it to Kiefer.
He looks totally different.
Mm. Mm. I'm kind of wanting to read that book, but I think I don't want to pay for it. You know how there are different levels of stuff?
I will get into something of a very similar vein.
Okay, so maybe what I'll do is that might just be I'll borrow it from the library. Mm. I love those Hunger Games books. I thought they were really exciting.
Yeah.
The premise, the whole story, the world was really interesting. But I don't think I need to own it.
I have gotten to that stage in my life. I don't need to own it. Very happy to borrow. Or if I do buy it, I will pass it on immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's a good thing about having a physical copy.
Yeah. How many people can I lend it to?
Yeah.
And don't give it back to me.
Minimum two, right?
Yeah.
Me and Mum.
Yeah.
Norman Reedus is the main star of Death Stranding and now Death Stranding 2 and potentially a Death Stranding movie. Death Stranding is a video game.
Hmm.
He said, except I wrote, she said, having to edit myself, if there's an option, yeah, for sure. I don't know what's happening with it, so it's pre right now, but yeah, of course. Now, this was an article I read on IGN and they asked him what it was like to work with Hideo Kojima, who is a video game director. Like, he came up with Death Stranding. Metal Gear Solid, something like that. There's another gaming franchise and they're all really quirky and weird.
Yeah.
He puts weird stuff in. And anyway, they wanted to know what it was like working with Kojima. And he said, as far as working with him and understanding where his head's at, I don't think anybody can understand where his head's at. He just does the quirkiest stuff. Norman goes on to say, he's just that guy. He's out there and he's got great ideas. But story-wise, I didn't know what was happening. There's a lot of action in it. And
it's like that movie Mulholland Drive.
Yes.
All the actors like, I don't know what happened in the end. Don't understand.
I remember watching that the first time and then the second time. But the first, I had to watch it a second time to be like, I must have missed something.
Yeah.
But watching it the first time, I was like, when are all these scenes going to come together in some sort of one storyline?
I don't think I watched it any more than once, and so I'm still lost.
I every now and then I'm tempted to try it again, but I know that I'm going to have the same reaction.
Also, you're far more distracted now.
Oh, yeah.
Than
I'd be playing Wordle, I'd be watching TikTok video. Yeah, you're right.
We are not the generation who can sustain things
not
any
anymore
longer.
We used to be we can't anymore. We've got a quiz about an actor coming up for us a little bit later.
No clues on who this actor is.
Oh, I can say.
No, just give a clue. Just
okay,
give a clue.
Tall, bags under his eyes.
Got him. No, don't.
Okay, fantastic.
No, leave it
bags
just like
under his eyes.
Keep giving a little clue halfway through.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, now it is time to get into some watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you've got three, I've got one. I could sprinkle mine somewhere in the middle.
Let's just talk about my stuff.
Okay.
The whole time.
Important.
I watched a new series on Amazon Prime called The Wives. It's a UK production and it's set in Malta.
Malta. Nice.
So it follows this family, the Morgan family, where there are three brothers? No, surely there are four. There are four brothers in this Morgan family, and it's following all the wives who have married into this family. And the family is quite wealthy and they go to Malta and stay in these beautiful, lavish apartments, and it's a yearly family trip where they all go.
Yep.
The year previous to where the show starts, one of the wives, and I'm not giving anything away because this is how the first episode starts, one of the wives is missing and they're all racing around trying to find her. They're ringing her. She's nowhere to be found. And the shot just shows her mobile phone ringing on the edge of a cliff in Malta. Then we pick up and it's 12 months on, the family, all the families, and, you know, some of the children have come back to Malta for their annual family holiday. But again,
They still go back,
which I found really hard. And there's this weird feeling of some people just have brushed it under the rug. They don't want to think about it, don't want to acknowledge it. Other people who are like, I'm still in mourning. I want, you know, to memorialize her. And the others are like, oh, it's not good for your mental health. Just move on. It's like,
that's not how it works.
Red flags. So, interestingly, the husband of the lady who went missing, he is very determined to say that she has died.
Okay. And he goes on the holiday? He goes back a year later.
Okay. He brings his teenage daughter.
New girlfriend.
He does bring his new girlfriend, who is a spinning image of his missing wife.
He's got a type.
However, she's a lot younger.
Oh, gosh.
And she meets the family dressed in the dress of the missing dead wife.
Read the room, please.
I don't think she has an idea, but he gave it to her. Again, red flags. There are so many of them. Red flags. Anyway, it has a really fun feel. The three wives that are still remaining.
This is like a weird alternate version of the Four Seasons series.
Yeah. So the three remaining wives.
Yeah.
Are a great collection of characters, and it feels very much like a book. Like there are backstories for everybody and you just are hungry for it to keep going. But there is a problem, and this is my issue with it.
What happened?
Amazon Prime, who we already pay for, they allow you to watch one episode as a taster and then you have to subscribe to whatever streaming service they want you to. So they've lured you in and then they're like, yes, it was good, wasn't it?
Get stuffed. I'm going to read the Wikipedia page.
Red flags. So.
Oh, no.
I will not subscribe again. Mm-mm. I'm sorry. Amazon, it won't work for me. I'm not going to pay any extra. However, I will keep this series in the back of my head and I will wait for it to appear on one of the other streams.
On demand or something.
I will find it.
Yeah.
And when I do, I'll let you know because I would like to know what's happening.
Keep refreshing it. Put it in the browser justwatch.com.
Yeah.
And keep refreshing.
Refresh.
Ah, it's finally available.
It's finally there.
Oh, I hate that. Do you want me to do mine?
Go on.
I watched a movie on Netflix called Nonnas.
Oh, I wanted to see this.
This is from 2025, so it's a new one because I saw it on the list of like movies that are being watched at the moment. And I thought I could do that whilst I was making meatballs.
Yum. They take ages.
Thank you so much. Take ages. But if you've got your iPad on.
Nonnas gives that impression that it's a cooking.
It is. Related. It's exactly what it is. It stars Vince Vaughn. Oh, that's a tall guy with bags under his eyes.
Oh, I see where you're going.
And a lot of nonna-like ladies, including Susan Sarandon.
Does she do the accent?
No, because they're in America.
Okay.
So she probably does like one of those, hey, can't I imagine the Janet Ivanovich movie. I never watched the movie, but the books, that's how I imagine all of the, I imagine they speak the same way these guys. I don't imagine
Stephanie Plum's family, but I imagine Connie and her parents to be totally that.
Yes, exactly. So what happens is his mother, Vince Vaughn's mother, passes away and he's really sad. And he's got like a really lovely, supportive friend, best friend, BFF in Bruno and his wife, and Bruno's wife, Joe, aka Vince, is single. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you should do something with your mother's insurance. You know, maybe take a class, get a like a car, I don't know, go on a trip, do something special. And he's like, you know what I want to do? I think I want to start a restaurant where the chefs are nonnas. And they cook meals that they have been making for years that they were taught by their grandmother to make. And I think I want to do that. And he finds, I think it's four or five of them. And they set up this restaurant. And, of course, it takes a while to get going. Mm-hmm. And then it's a really super light.
Do they fight over
film.
Who makes what dish?
So one of them eventually, in the beginning, said say, and the other said see. And that meant one was from Sicily and one was from Northern Italy. And of course, that was they were butting heads.
Yeah.
And I thought there was going to be a bit of drama with like the sauce, like they were all going to make this their tomato sauce, right? But in the end, they came to it was a quick agreement that they would take it in turns.
Okay.
It would be your sauce 1 week, once. It's just an easy, really super easy, light, feel good movie. But it does address things about connection to your family, connection to your culture, connection to people who are no longer with you, and how you want to pay respect and make their loss, their life mean something more, have
legacy.
A legacy, follow through. Whilst I was watching it, I was thinking, this has to be a book because it feels like a book. And then at the end during the credits, it's actually a real story.
Yeah. Okay.
And they had photographs of all of them. And the restaurant is still there. I can't even remember where it was. I think it was the Bronx or something. And it was just a nice feel-good movie, Nonnas. I think if you've got an evening where things were really stressful during the day, sit down and watch that.
Okay.
Yeah, make you feel good.
Do you remember last week that I watched the movie called A Simple Favor?
Yeah.
That had Blake Lively and, oh my goodness.
Do you want to know the funny thing is? I remember exactly what year it was made, 2018. I don't know why I remember that. I remember it.
That's hilarious. So I watched the sequel. Remember
you did say there was one.
There was one that has just been released. I know they were perhaps had the premiere in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a 2025 film. It is MA15 plus.
Look at everyone. You know.
I enjoyed it.
I did.
Nice. I did enjoy it.
That's good.
Because remember I said I wasn't sure. I was
can I use a big word? Trepidatious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. And it was a bit odd. It didn't quite. Remember I said like it had the makings of
a girl on the train, Gone Girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it just didn't quite get there.
This one got there?
This one got there.
Good.
They had obviously used the last 7 years to go refine.
Do you need to have watched the first one?
100%. You have to watch the first one. If you only watch the second one, there will be a lot of, I don't know what's going on, particularly even the end, you'll go, wait, what?
Okay.
Who?
Sure.
What? Huh? Like there'll be a lot of question marks and you walk away perhaps a bit Mulholland Drive-ish. Okay. Like I don't know what just
happened. That movie didn't make any sense. Well, it helps if you understand the story.
Perhaps that's why Mulholland Drive didn't work. Maybe it was
We didn't watch the first half of it.
So anyway, this particular one, in the previous one, the two main characters separated. Their lives were completely separated.
Yep.
You weren't even sure who survived.
Mm-hmm.
This one, they're both there and it's very quickly setting the scene of where they are. And one gets an invitation to the other one's wedding to a mystery billionaire in Capri. And she gets whisked over in a private jet with all these random rich people. And she's like, why am I here? We're not even friends, but why am I here?
Does anybody understand why I'm here?
So, I mean, that's probably a little bit of a plot hole in that it was like, well, how do you get these two back together and in Capri to make it look lovely? But there are great mysteries there. The plot twists are really fun and interesting. But I tell you what makes me go, this one stepped it up. The additions to the cast. Alison Janney.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like anything that she's in, right? It also had Andrew Ranellis, who you would know from Girls.
I think I know exactly who it is. How do you spell his name?
R-A-N-N-E-L-L-S.
Yes.
Pretty sure he was Book of Mormon as well.
That's what I was going to say to you, yeah.
And there was also...
He's 46. No.
Yeah. There's also Elena... No, sorry, wrong person. Elizabeth Perkins, who I always think looks like another actress, Sarah Paulson.
Mm-hmm.
I think she always looks like
her.
I
know exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. So she has stepped into a role who was played by another actress in the previous movie, but she appears with Alison Janney and you're like, oh, my God, you guys have pulled some – like you've got some good people in this. I enjoyed it, but if you want to watch it, you have to watch the first one.
That's where was it? Like, are they both in the same place?
Yeah, they're both on Amazon Prime. I'm pretty sure a few of the other streaming services might have links to them as well.
Sure.
And then the final thing that I watched, I did watch it a little while ago, like a couple of weeks ago, I will admit, and I watched it when it came on to Netflix in a storm. It was like being... this is the one you must watch. This is the top list in Australia, blah, 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 blah. It, however, I don't think it was Netflix. I think it was Disney.
Even better. Do, 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 somewhere at night when you wish upon a star. Watch this.
I'd love for Netflix to be advertising Disney stuff. That's how big it is.
Massive.
So it's called The Stolen Girl. Again, feels like it could be a novel.
Is it a series?
It's a series. Okay. It only has 5 episodes.
Not much.
Top 6. And this one I was trepidatious to.
Twice. We've used it twice.
I know. I was going into it. I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to watch it. Do I want to watch it? If you are worried about it, I would say you're okay. You're okay. But it is about a young girl and she becomes best friends with a new child who started at her private school, and the mums make friends together. And very quickly she goes for a sleepover and she's like, yeah, you can go for the sleepover. That's no problem. I'll call you in the morning, pick you up. That calls in the morning, no answer. Calls a few hours later, there's no answer. Eventually he goes over to the other parent's house, not there. A cleaning lady opens the door and says, no, this is a holiday house. It's a rented house, like an Airbnb. Oh. Nobody lives here.
What?
And she's like, I was here yesterday. I dropped my daughter off yesterday. Where is she?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. So you can only imagine the panic.
What a premise.
What a premise. I almost don't want to give away anything else.
No, it's a good that's enough to suck people in, I reckon.
It is a good one because it points fingers at almost every single person. Interesting story. Some tragic parts, but I will say the girl's okay. Just if that's the bit that makes you go.
Kind of like if there's an animal, is there a cat or a dog in there?
Yeah.
Is it going to be okay by the end? Okay, I'll watch it.
I'll watch it then.
If it's not, I'm not
watching
it.
That one. Sorry.
Not starting it. Yeah. Sorry about that. What was it called again?
The Stolen Girl.
Stolen Girl. Okay, that was on Disney and Netflix recommended it to us.
Yeah.
Great. It's now time for a quiz. Vince Vaughn films.
Okay, do it.
So I'm going to read the synopsis. You got to try and tell me the name of it.
Okay.
John and Jeremy.
Is he John in every movie?
Oh, he could be. Okay, oh, no, none of the others say the names.
John and Jeremy. It is The Wedding Crashers. Is it?
Yes.
Is it? I just guessed. It was like a movie with two of them.
Really good. Yeah. Do you want to have a guess maybe of the year?
No, I don't, but I'd like to hear the rest of what you
okay.
Like.
A pair of committed womanizers who sneak into weddings to take
that
advantage.
Gave it away.
Yeah.
That would be 2012.
This is another one.
Do you know I was thinking 2003?
Really?
Yeah, and then I'm like, nah, go up.
That was him and Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
A couple struggles to visit all four of their divorced parents on Christmas.
Four holidays / four Christmases. Yep.
Oh, my God, you're good.
I am good, but that had Reese Witherspoon, so I'm all over it.
That's why you know. Yeah. Do you want to guess the year? This is not part of us.
2008.
Yes.
Did I?
After losing his beloved mother, a man risks everything to honour her by opening an Italian restaurant with actual grandmothers as chefs.
The nonnas.
That's right. Thank from
you. 2025?
Yes.
I'm so glad I got those ones right.
Really good. Now, this movie I remember, but I had forgotten about, so I would probably struggle with the title. A comedy centered around four couples who settle into a tropical island
couples
resort.
Couples paradise, couples retreat.
Retreat.
Yes. 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 And I don't remember who his wife was.
She had blonde hair. She was
the
couple of things.
Yeah, she's in stuff.
Yeah,
young
she's
girl,
in stuff. Yeah, she was younger than him. Yes, yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, got her.
Did it have Deborah Mailman? It's the only Deborah that I think of. Deborah from Will and Grace. Deborah Grace.
Messing.
Was she in it?
I don't think so.
Okay. I think I've got two movies mixed up. No, she was in the Ferret movie with Jennifer.
It had
Aniston.
Hank Azaria.
That's
it Hank
right.
Azaria?
Yeah.
Was it Hank?
Yes.
And Paul Rudd, was he in it?
Paul Rudd.
I might
He's
be combining
in a lot
two
of that
movies.
Kind of
yeah.
stuff. And the guy that then went on to make Marvel movies, but he was in the film. Like he was an actor. He was in Friends as well. I think it was Phoebe's boyfriend maybe.
Yeah.
Was it Monica? I can't remember. What am I up to? Couples
Who became
retreat.
A director.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like big time.
Yeah.
A group of misfits enter a Los Vegas dodgeball tournament.
Oh, my God, is it dodgeball?
Dodgeball. Do you want to guess the year?
Why didn't you say like a ball game tournament?
It's funnier.
2001.
I was going to say 90s, but it's 2004. I would have said 98, 99, but 2004. Okay. Final one. Two salesmen whose careers have been torpedoed by the digital age find their way into a coveted internship at Google where they must complete
the intern?
Yeah, internship. Yeah. Who's that with?
Google. Owen Wilson?
Yeah. What year do you reckon? So Google's a thing at this point. It's big enough that they have got internships and movies about them.
2010?
2013. Yeah. You know really more. Well. About Vince Vaughn films than anything else in the world. If you went on to that.
Yeah, that's
what's
true.
What's it called? Is it Hard Quiz, the one where they're like experts on.
Yeah, that's funny
you,
to watch.
You could do Vince
My God.
Vaughn. Sex and the City. He was in one episode or maybe like a couple in
Except
when they went to LA,
their
remember?
The questions are like, what colour shirt did he wear on the one episode of Sex and the City?
I don't remember. Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Red.
Well.
I don't know.
No, I reckon it was a grey. Black.
I don't know.
Do you remember he pretended he was famous and rich and then he was just like the PA for the house?
Oh, my gosh, yes. LA.
Yeah, in LA, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was probably White.
Oh, White. Okay, we're going to have to look this up and then forget to ever mention it ever again. Stephanie, that was brilliant. You did very well with your Vince Vaughn. You're a Vince Vaughn aficionado.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm part of the VV fan club.
Tall guy bags under his eyes. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Get him some eye patches.
Yeah. Or just cucumber.
Just cucumber. Mm.